This episode of Wine at Nine is sponsored by the Jim Cran No Restrictions podcast. What happens when a comedy veteran gets an unrestricted hour at the microphone with his stand-up pals? Check out Jim Cran No Restrictions on the Sideshow Network and iTunes. Welcome to Wine at Nine. I'm Dr. Nancy Burke. Legendary bands and their unique success don't come along every day. Today, you'll meet a fascinating man, musician, and legendary band member who helped put the hot in heavy metal. Stay tuned for Wine at Nine. Thanks for listening and following on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, WineAt9.com, Parade Magazines, Parade.com, and now the Pittsburgh Podcast Network. Joining me today is singer, songwriter, screenwriter, radio personality, and member of heavy metal favorite, Twisted Sister. From We're Not Gonna Take It and I Wanna Rock, Twisted Sister and the face and voice of Dee Snider have become synonymous with heavy metal attitude. The iconic band has clocked thousands of live performances and sold tens of millions of albums. And they've proven that rockers may leave their mark, but they never leave rock. And now, Dee Snider is smack in the middle of helping us witness how Twisted Sister happened in the new documentary film, We Are Twisted Sister. Thank you, Dee Snider, for joining me today. As you know, I left the expletive out, but, you know, we're sort of G-ish.
As long as they know there's an expletive there. It's significant. It's pretty much... was our battle cry, and has always been our battle cry,
right.
since the very earliest days of the band. And it was definitely a way of getting attention by putting that word in the middle of your name.
Right. And I mean, how fitting that it's in the middle of the movie title as well. Well, I love that you're right up there on the list of most fascinating and paradoxical guys ever. And the same with Twisted Sister. So let's talk about the documentary. And I love that it highlights the fact that success didn't really happen overnight for you guys. What are some of the biggest lessons that you learned during those 10 years of, you know, quote, overnight success?
You know, well, that overnight success can take 10 years for one. Shocker. That alone was, I don't know if I would have started out. I mean, I honestly thought about that. That if someone said to me up front, said, "Hey, you're going to have it, but it's going to take the band 10 years."
Right.
I think I would have said, "You know, I think I'll do something else. I could go to medical school in a shorter amount of time than that." You know, that's the thing about you know, the challenges in general, and it's sometimes the mountain is so huge that if we actually take a look at the mountain we're climbing, we get discouraged. So sometimes it's better not to know how big the challenge ahead is, and so we just put one foot in front of the other and keep moving forward.
Right. Well, that's a really, really good point. And that's what I wondered is, once you sat down to really see the documentary film in its entirety, and Andrew Horn, the director of the documentary, is known for great filmmaking. When you sat down and watched it, I mean, I know you lived the whole story, but was it a different experience to sit down and see We Are Twisted Sister in its entirety?
Because it allows you to sort of step back from the forest and view the trees, you know? And the thing that I saw was I saw a young man. That was me. I was actually young when we started, and who was stars in his eyes and all the usual dreams and sort of aspirations and sort of how it's going to be, you know, how we're going to form a band and then we're going to write some songs and we're going to get discovered and we're going to become famous. And that's where we all go into it. And it didn't happen. And I saw my personality, my persona, and my, even the way I looked and performed, get darker, angrier, more just more hostile. You know, that's where that expletive came in the middle. We were Twisted Sister. It wasn't Twisted Blanking Sister. The blanking came in after a while. The word blanking in the middle came after a while, because it was like, trying to make the point right. after people weren't paying enough attention. You know, pay attention to this band. So it really to step back and see myself, I have to use the word sour, you know, lose those dreams and lose that those stars in my eye and lose that sort of sense of magic
wow.
that I thought the rock and roll would be. That was very interesting to observe.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, what I was fascinated by is the fact that you guys did realize you had to kick it up in some way, shape or form. And it really isn't where you started. You didn't start out with that. Almost the intense shock potential, I guess, is the way I would sum it up. Am I
yeah.
right?
We came out of the glitter era of or early 70s. You know, there was no hair metal, and the glitter era of all things. You know, when the David Bowies and Alice Coopers were done and over in the early 70s, we decided to form a band inspired by Alice Cooper and David Bowie. So when everybody was taking off the makeup, including Kiss, we were putting it on.
Right.
Which was not the smartest career move in the world. But we were enamored with that sort of look. But we still did it with a more fun flair, you know, more about, it was more the fun and sensationalism of it. You know, like I said, even the costumes and the makeup changed and went from literally being women's clothing in the beginning to, you know, what somebody described as Raggedy Ann on acid. That's what they said I looked like. You know, some crazy Muppet. You know, and my wife, who Suzette, who's been with me, you know, now it's 40 years, she was very influential in changing the band's look. And, you know, and she recognized early on that we were changing and that we weren't pretty. And we weren't feminine. That, you know, it wasn't makeup. We were wearing war paint, she called it. It's not makeup, she said. That's war paint. And you know, costume-wise, she started designing things she felt were more representative of the attitude we had, which was this tattered, post-apocalyptic sort of look that we were trying to create. So she really sort of saw the writing on the wall, I think, before I did.
See, and I love that. And I also love that really so much of Twisted Sister, the people behind, the men behind Twisted Sister, were nothing like the people they portrayed in so many ways. You know, here you were, you know, you're like the family guy. And I'm learning more and more about you guys as I see this and clips from the film, We Are Twisted Expletive Sister. And it's like, whoa, I didn't see this. I didn't really understand the full paradox, you know, going on there. And it's amazing. I love it.
Yeah, I am a paradox, no doubt. but I never saw these things being, you know, not getting high and being a crazy rocker. Great thing about rock and roll is you could be who you wanted to be. And but I found out, you know, in the mid 80s, where that the audience were not as accepting as that. And I was really disappointed when I started to get some kickback to the fact that, hey, you're not high, you're straight, hey, you're married, you got kids, hey, you're healthy and you work out. And I'm like going, wait a minute, you're telling me I can't be a rocker? Because I'm not, I said, that's like my,
right.
You know, it's like the word to be told, you have to be a certain way to be a rocker. That's everything that rock and roll isn't to me.
Exactly.
I thought rock and roll was about free expression, but apparently it's not.
Well, and you know, I think the interesting thing is that Twisted Sister illustrated that there's so much theater in performance, whether it's rock or whether it's theater. And I think it's important for audiences to keep that in mind too, that what you see on stage is not really what goes home at night and hangs with the family. And, you know, we're all responsible in our own homes for what, you know, what we do. And I don't know, I just find it very fascinating. I want to make sure that people know the theatrical screenings for We Are Twisted Sister begin February 15th. So please go to musicboxfilms.com/Twisted Sister. Check on theaters in your area. I know I live in Pittsburgh and we are going to be hosting one of the theatrical screenings. So that's very exciting. And also the DVD.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
Yeah. It's going to be in Pittsburgh. And I know it's going to be a wild, wild evening. And I could become really popular by saying I got to chat with you. So that's even better. And then the DVD Blu-ray digital release of We Are Twisted Expletive Sister is being released on February 23rd.
You're really struggling with this one, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, you know what happens, Dee? You would know this because you have a radio program. If you coined yourself on iTunes as a G or PG rated show, I guess sometimes they scour for different words. And if you say it, it can pop out your episode gets flagged.
Oh, no. I'm not criticizing you. You know, I've been doing radio over 20 years.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, I was viewed profanity as seasoning.
Exactly.
You know, and you don't always put, you know, you don't always put chili flakes in every meal, you know? So live concerts, I can curse a blue streak, but after 20 years on radio, terrestrial and satellite and all kinds of radio, I can turn it on or turn it off. I get it. But
yeah,
it's funny.
Cause I just didn't want to lose you.
You've got this curse word right in the middle of the name of the title of the film, so it's tough to avoid.
Oh, it's great. What do you hope your fans take away from this film?
Well, you know, the thing that I most like about the fact that this documentary was made, and I should know that it wasn't instigated by the band. I don't remember anybody ever saying, you know, oh, you know, we got to make a documentary. We were approached by a legitimate documentarian, Andrew Horn, who is not a fan of the band. He knew very little about the band, but he found out about our story, the fact that we existed for 10 years before the world found out about us. And he was really intrigued, you know, because like you said, people just assume, you know, you pop, band pops up and everybody thinks you form a band, you make some songs, you do some shows, you get a deal, you put out a record, become a big star. That's what everybody thinks it is, because that's what it's like in the movies and TV. And he said, you know, I think there's a great story here before they were famous kind of thing. Let people see what the struggle was like. Let's hear the true story. So I love that people are getting to hear that, because many people, and a vast majority, who just discovered us when I Could Take It showed up on MTV, they assumed that, you know, oh yeah, we're just one of those bands that jumped on the bandwagon or whatever. But we built the bandwagon.
Right.
There was no hair metal. There was no Motley Crue. There was no Rat. There was no Poison or Cinderella. Those bands came to see us when they were up, when they were grown up, and they were, because we've been around for a long time. So I think it's wonderful for me, at least. It's sort of vindication in a way that people can see, this wasn't an accident. This wasn't luck. Stupidity, maybe. 10 years running into a wall. Yeah. Stupidity, you can call it that, but you can't call it luck, and you can't say it was an accident. We just would not give up.
Right. I love too that you have continued to evolve, and Twisted Sister is sharing all of their history with us. So what's next for Dee Snider and Twisted Sister?
Well, you know, Twisted is in the middle. You know, the cursing is a way of life with Twisted. So we are in the middle of, we are just about to set out on our 40 and expletive it final farewell shows. We're only going to have about 8 of them. And they're at, right now, they're only outside the United States right now. We're just doing a handful of shows, and we're calling it a day. And not because we're sick of each other, and not because we don't like each other. You know, we went through the silliness of youth and we broke up, but as adults, we got back together and we love each other. But, you know, it's something I never viewed a band like Twisted Sister as something that was forever. You know, there are bands out there that want to be out there forever, and God bless them. You know, the Rolling Stones or whatever, that's what they want to do. To me, I'm surprised that Twisted Sister is still doing shows at this point in my life. And I do many, many other things. You know, you listed some of the things. I do radio, and I act, and I do theater, and I do movies and TV, I have a solo record that I'm working on right now, coming out later this year. So, I mean, I'm moving forward with other endeavors. And Twisted Sister is the most wonderful chapter in my life. But that door needs to be closed in order for me to commit to other things.
Right.
And my bandmates as well. So, so we're doing a handful of shows. This documentary is coming out. There's a lot of new product coming out, DVDs and CDs and of concerts and stuff. So this year, 2016, it will be our fond farewell and make room for some younger, newer bands.
Oh, you guys are great. I want to make sure people know how to follow us. Jump on Twitter and follow at D Snyder. I'm at Nancy Burke. And make sure you head to twistedsister.com. And then for more on D Snyder, dsnyder.com. And we will have more. And also make sure to look up Twisted Sister, the movie. And then catch my column, Showbiz Analysis, featuring Twisted Sister's D Snyder and his fascinating career in Parade Magazine's Parade.com. And if you head to iTunes and Amazon, you can pick up Twisted Sister's Legendary Music, pick up a copy of my book, College Bound and Gagged, How to Help Your Kid Get into a Great College Without Losing Your Savings, Your Relationship, or Your Mind. And don't forget to go to musicboxfilms.com/Twisted Sister for the dates on the theatrical screenings of We Are Twisted, expletive, the F word, sister, and the DVD, CD, I'm getting good, Little Miss Goody Two Shoes is interviewing hot metal stars, and she just said F. Anyway, the digital DVD release of this fabulous documentary will be on February 23rd. Oh, D. Snyder, you were one of my favorites on Celebrity Apprentice, just saying. And I can't thank you enough for chatting with me about the new documentary and sharing your story with us for Parade.com.
Well, we'll talk another time about all those other things that you want to pick my brain on.
Oh, yeah.
But this time out, I'm just trying to do my due diligence on my band and not my band goes, Dee, it's something else. They'll say, Dee, it was a great interview you did. You barely talked about us at all. Talked about everything else you do. So I'm like, okay, yeah, sorry about that, guys. All right.
Well, you're the best.
But yeah, thanks a lot, Nancy. Okay. I appreciate it. I look forward to talking to you again sometime.
Thanks again. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. The views and opinions expressed by guests of Wine at Nine are those of the guests. They do not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of Nancy Burke Media, LLC, or Dr. Nancy Burke.